Worship leader, and I am also a candidate for ministry. So today's reflection brings back the meaning of Christmas. Should we keep it the whole year? And if you notice at the end of the bulletin, I always do this. I have a little food for thought, and it kind of includes what it really is about. So the season of Christmastide is almost to close. The decorations for most are down. Christmas for many is over. Some can't wait for it to be all done. It seemed a bother to them for whatever reason. I myself have had a few times when you just hold your breath and wait for it to be all over. We sit back and reflect our past year. We remember the losses, our gains, our sorrows, our joys, our mistakes, and our accomplishments. We promise ourselves that this year coming, it will be different. We make resolutions for better health, better actions, better anything. We tell ourselves that the repairs to the house will be done, that family vacations will be better, or at least this year to have one. More exercise, less junk food, better financial responsibility, you name it. We've all done it. Keeping those resolutions, however, is another story. But there is one resolution that we should all strive to keep. We must keep Christmas in our heart. So how does making a New Year's resolution have anything to do with Christmas? Well, keeping Christmas in your heart is the ultimate New Year's resolution. Just because the day is over doesn't mean Christmas is over. Technically, the Christmas season is from December 25th to the 5th of January, but I am talking about the feeling of Christmas. Christmas is a state of mind, a state of the heart, a chance to do good. During the holidays, we find it easier to smile at strangers, hold doors open, and give to charity. Household chores aren't as hard. The tree that we put up anchors us and fills us with a feeling of fulfillment. Why? Why indeed? As I've said before, as humans, we have the need to be loved, to be protected, cherished, and wanted. It is in our nature to give. It makes us complete. As we begin to wind down this season we have been able to partake in, we must remember those who needed the meaning of it. We see the pictures in the social media, the homelessness, fires that have displaced hundreds, accidents that have taken loved ones from families, this pandemic. It has altered lives and forever changed all of us. The list goes on and on. And you understand. We see the opulence, the indulgence, and the overdoing, as it were. I admit, I am guilty of those things. I overdecorate, and if you've ever been in my house, you have no idea. I overeat, and I overbuy. I get caught up in the hype and sometimes forget what it is truly is and was all about. We get involved in the pain, the fear of life, and sometimes we do honestly forget about the real reason. Yes, we do come back to the meaning of that light, but it takes a bit of a shove sometimes. Then we see, amid all of the despair, it is the light that comes from the darkness, that grounds us and brings us back to what is truly important, God, love, hope, joy, and peace. We in our hearts are always searching for God. At least I hope we all do. You are here, so there is hope for that. But we must allow ourselves to see, feel, and hear God. When I look around me every day, I do see God. The other day, I saw God in a child who got money for Christmas, but instead of spending it on herself, she insisted that her grandmother take her to a store where she bought pet food, toys, and other necessities for a local animal shelter. She proudly took those supplies and donated them, knowing that her small gift eased a bit the suffering of innocence caught up in that world of overbuying and opulence. That's hope. The other day, I felt God in my heart when I saw the boy and the joy in the face of a gentleman that received a hot meal from a stranger. It was a pay it forward, and it filled my heart, knowing that it was a small gesture and it meant so very much for one. Would that person ever be able to give to another? Who knows? But that small offering of love and concern was all it took to make a day of one who didn't know what it was going to bring. That is love. I heard God in the story that was relayed to me from a young man who was offered the best Christmas present ever. His boyfriend's mother offered to pay the rent and help them out so the two could go to school and make better lives for themselves. This young man's family didn't accept his lifestyle and turned their backs on him. Luckily for him, his partner's family has an open mind and the capacity for love and acceptance that holds no boundaries. That is joy. Lastly, I myself try to let God in my heart every day. Yes, there are times I feel the despair, the anger, the disappointment, and the frustration of life that gets in the way. We all do. We are human and have been given that, yes, given that chance to feel that way. If we lived in that utopic world, we would never feel the joy, the hope, or the love. You see, if we didn't have the despair, the sadness, then we wouldn't be able to feel the most important event of all of this of all, peace. Our scripture of Luke tells today of that adolescent Jesus getting separated from the family while on their annual trip to the Passover festival. After a day, they realize he is missing, which isn't that big a deal in his eyes, except I can only imagine what his grandmother would have said. His lack of concern was unsettling, to say at least, but as he sat with the rabbis and teachers, his answers to their questions and to them was very astonishing to all that heard him. Out of the mouths of babes, as it were. And as we learn 2 days later, 2 decades later, it would become to be understood that who this child, this boy, a lad, not quite a man, was, I'm sure as his mother heard the words of his to her questions, "Where have you been? Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I would be in my father's house?" I'm sure she flashed back to the day she was found by the Magi, given gifts of embalming fluids and precious gold. I'm speculating, of course, but as a mom, I'd shiver just a bit at those words, even if I didn't fully understand them. Oddly enough, this is the last we hear about Jesus' life until his baptism. We must assume that he goes on to a regular life, not knowing what his path is. But one child started all this love, this special feeling in us, the meaning. And we must keep it going all year, because if we lose that, what else is there? Thank you.